But this is the general principle. And this is the reason why, despite widespread corruption in Muslim countries, which has reached almost endemic type of proportions, and we don't need to go into an elaboration with regard to it, by and large, the system of zakat has remained relatively free from corruption because of this distinctive aspects of zakat. That's the third aspect with regard to zakat. Another aspect with regard to it, and also let me make mention that if this is the case, if this is the case, and when people give to organizations or the agents to give them zakat, I think it is only fair that they also add lillah money for the sake of the distribution of that zakat money. I mean, it stands to reason. You giving someone zakat, you say that according to the Sharia, he cannot use it for administrative purposes. Now, there is going to be cost involved in getting people remunerated for their services, in finding out who are the poor, in distribution of that zakat. Now, for the sake of your faraz and your religious obligation, someone else is doing it, and you even taken the liberty of giving extra lillah money so that it can be accommodated and it could be made easy for them to distribute the zakat. So I would suggest that when people give their zakat, they also give a relevant or fair amount of lillah money worth it, so that the organizations can utilize that money for the proper distribution of the zakat. Let me also make mention that the ulama have written, you see, it's zakat at the end of the day is the responsibility of the person who is giving. It's not the responsibility of the organization. The organization is there to facilitate or make it easy. But at the end of the day, it's a responsibility of the person, the donor. And that is why the ulama have written that if the agent or the organization that you give zakat to misappropriate your zakat, now obviously there is a guna and sin for them who does so. Abu Hazrat Mawlana bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi used to advise people who take public money. He used to give such a great advice. He say, people would give their public money to you, and if they are sincere, they will go to Jannah. You should advise the people who take public money that people who will give their money to you in sincerity, and maybe due to their sincerity, Allah will make them go to Jannah because of the sincerity. He said it would be very unfortunate if you then utilize that money in a way that makes you worthy of Jahannam. Understand? People will give you their money with sincerity. Now you abuse it, aliyadu billah, you become worthy of Jahannam by utilizing the sincere money of someone else. But at the end of the day, the masla is, the fatwa is, that if an agent or an organization misappropriates your zakat is not discharged. You have to discharge it again. Because at the end of the day, it's still your responsibility. So therefore, people must take great amount of care who they are entrusting their zakat money to. Otherwise, despite the fact that people misappropriate it, they will be held responsible for it, but your zakat would not be discharged. Another aspect, and I think I will just conclude with this before we go to the next portion of the talk, is that the ulama have written, to show our willingness to give zakat, one should give zakat even before it is due. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has made mention of this. He said, for example, our zakat is going to be due next year, Ramadan. After giving it this year, Ramadan, of course, we also got to keep in mind that it is not compulsory to give in zakat, although there are added benefits in giving zakat in Ramadan. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever does any act of faraz, Allah multiplies it 70 times. But of course, in doing so, we should see that we don't miss out on any zakat that is compulsory upon us. That is important. We do it in such a way that we see to it, perhaps if zakat was compulsory upon you in Muharram, and you want to give it now the next year, Ramadan, there is a couple of months that you have not given zakat. But as far as possible, just see to it that even if you're giving in zakat in Ramadan, you do not miss out on any amount that you have to still give to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to give this example of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakaria, and Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has also made mention of this, and that is that, for example, next year Ramadan, there is going to be a specific amount that is compulsory upon you. Let us say, for example, it is 20,000. During the course of the year, whenever you find worthy recipients, give them that zakat with the intention that this is for next year's zakat. Right? So when the time come next year, you do your calculation. And if your calculation proves that you have to give 20, and in the course of the year you have given 10, you say, I will give another 10. And if in the course of the year you have given more, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to give even more than what is compulsory upon you. These are just few aspects with regard to zakat. Let us now go further.